Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think the worst car, not that I've owned it personally, but my mom started selling Mary Kay Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Her thing is she gives away a pink Cadillac.
Right.
All right. Every year to her top tiered salespeople. But my mom was just starting out, but she still wanted somewhat of a company vehicle.
A pink ride?
Yeah. So she took her Volkswagen bus and painted it pink.
That's the part I cannot believe. What color was it before? Brown.
It was the brown.
We had racing stripes on the side. We had the
orange,
same one.
Yep. Brown. Yes. So now, every time I show up someplace, I'm opening a sliding door and stepping out of a pink van.
It's
now,
like you're living in Barbie world.
I was one of those kids who'd be like, Mom, could you just drop me off like a block down the road? Seriously. Because I just didn't want... Look, I didn't care so much, but my friends and other people were relentless.
Of course they were.
Of course.
So, in a pink bus.
I could deal with it. Wasn't the worst thing in the world for me. I got where I was going. But man, when I stepped out of that thing, it was just nonstop.
Was the interior still brown?
It was that tan color.
Yeah. Boy, that's a bad look, man.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think we should wait and bring it up, you know, a while from now. You do something, it's like, well, you grew up in a pink van.
Exactly. Yeah, come on, man. What do you expect? No one has any expectations.
Yeah. I think Barbie had a pink van.
She did have a pink van.
Everything was pink at Barbie.
Yeah, she had a pink Corvette, she had a pink van, she had a pink everything.
She did. Yeah. She even liked Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, by the way, we will have up for your consideration there on your guess is as good as mine, the top and worst cars, random, according to Consumer Reports.
Yeah,
4:30, we'll get to that list.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Whether it was from you or someone else, could have been your dog, what was your most memorable fart experience?
Oh, man. I can't pinpoint how recent it was. Let's go in the last couple of years. Hunover, had a hellacious weekend, and I did what you guys know you shouldn't do. You never, ever trust a fart. I work on the road. Sure enough, I did, and I almost had to levitate-ish as I quickly tried to navigate traffic and drive home. Those boxes got thrown in the trash. Those pants got thrown in the trash. I had to take a shower, and
oh, I hope so.
I'll never do that again.
Do you travel with a change of shorts now?
No, I just don't let that fart go.
Man.
It's been one of those weekends. Like, no, not until you can find a restroom, which we all know. If you're in a big city nowadays, all of them are locked down.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, but a lot of times, man, that fart is crippling. Like, I hear you in theory, like, I'm not going to let this fart go. But there are those farts to the point where you are hunched over, and it's like, look, you don't have to trust me, but you have to release me. It's one of, and it's almost like a work release program.
I've got a, swear to God, right behind my chair, I've got a pair of underwear, pair of shorts, and a t-shirt, just in case. Number one, in case I want to go to the gym. Number two, in case I slip on one at work. There's really a double reason for that.
There is. I put my priority on slipping on one, but understand I'm more likely to visit the gym. Like,
well,
first
look,
and foremost,
if I see you,
it's here,
if I see you wearing
slip.
Those Apollo Creed shorts,
yeah,
I know something bad has happened.
Oh, if you see me rolling through here and those, like...
Yeah, because those shorts have been in the back of your chair, but just in case.
Since we've been here.
If you need them.
If I got to, I'm willing to look stupid.
I don't do it at work, but I definitely, like, when I fly, right, especially if I check luggage, I'll always keep underwear, socks, and a pair of mesh shorts in my backpack.
Because you think you might do it on the plane.
Or you just might just be a while, like, they might lose your luggage.
I never think
I just
to do that, man.
Extra underwear.
And I really should. One, you know, once you hit all that low, weird pressurization and all that, everyone's stomach gets a little hinky. So depending what you may have consumed before you got on the flight, I might feel more comfortable. Like, baby, don't worry about it. Got another pair of underwear. I'm going to let it rip.
What about the time you got on the elevator on the weekend? Old building.
Oh, God, man. It was a Sunday. I mean, there is no one in the corporate building, which these days seems normal, but it's a Sunday afternoon. Nobody's at work. I do not remember why I had to swing by here, but I'm here for like an hour, two, whatever. Get my stuff done. We were on the 16th floor there. So I'm now going to leave and go home again. There's no one in the building except a security guard in the lobby. Elevator gets on floor 16. As soon as I step on, I'm just let her rip. Whole elevator just fills with the stink. We stop on floor 15.
No.
The door opens. There's this guy. You could tell he probably ordinarily wears a business suit, but not today. He, too, had to come in for whatever reason on a Sunday. Brother steps onto the elevator. The doors close. And just the look he gave me, he said no words. But it's so obvious.
Not understood.
Not just that I farted, but like I farted real, real recently. Like it was still kind of like
hot
and thick. Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
It's just such an uncomfortably quiet ride the rest of the way down.
Reason we ask for your most memorable farts. This comes from the world of darts.
Oh, yeah.
This story's wild.
James Wade let rip with a fart during his dart match with Peter Wright, leaving both his opponent and referee Owen Binks in shock. This happened during the Players' Championship 17 match last Tuesday night. Wright had to step off stage when Wade kicked up a stink and interrupted the game. And it clearly worked in his favor, as Wade emerged victorious over Wright with a narrow 6-5 win. Now, as a result, Wade has embroiled himself in another fartgate.
Echoing, is this the same guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Echoing a similar incident from last year. When he let rip while packing his darts away at the end of a match. Now, the odor from Wade's latest bum burp was so potent that a guy named Snakebite made to step away as he laughed uncomfortably.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A guy named Snakebite had to step away from your phone.
I believe this was another competitor. So as Wade went to collect his darts,
he's
from the
good
board,
at darts.
He quipped
and pulled.
It slipped out. Just give me a second. However, the laughter soon died down after referee Binks had to remind the players the match was being live streamed, commenting only, "Oh boy. Okay, then. This is a stream match, guys." Wright then tried to take it in stride, but was visibly affected by the 55-year-old believed the smell needed more time to dissipate and settle. So he stayed away from the line or the box for even longer. Seeing Wade trying to coax him back, quipping, "Go ahead. Do you want 9 more arrows?" Saying, "You can have more darts if you need them." But either way, yes, he halted play at the Players' Championship match.
That's
for the
second time. You know it's bad. I mean, you're in a competition and you're like, "Look, man, let's just wait."
But you can hold darts. A fart.
So, I mean, the issue is, and I'm not making fun of them, I just think compared to almost any other major athletic event, those guys have to worry about their diet the least.
Agreed.
Okay, right.
Agreed.
I mean, maybe his routine is he just goes out the night before and drinks a bunch of beer and eats sausage rolls or something. Like, there's a reason he slipped again.
But I rarely see, I mean, look, there was a game, I believe it was last season in the NFL. Now, I understand. They did not stop the game. But if you're just watching it, I can't remember the team. Their backup quarterback walks in on this play. It was 3rd and something. The ball is snapped. The guy just throws it out of bounds. And you see the coach losing his mind on the sideline, and offense trots off. Special teams comes in. You find out after the commercial break what had happened was, just as he's about to snap the ball, the center had puked on it. Like, and so the backup goes, "Hey, man, I see this happen, and there's this wet ball with chunks falling off. So I threw it out of bounds." Because the receivers, when they're on the sideline, they're shaking their head no. Like, do not throw it. He's like, "There's nowhere to go with it." Because he puked. But my point is, they didn't stop the game because this guy's puking. Like, you got to play on. Darts, it's like, your fart was so bad that a sanctioned competition, they're like, "We got to wait."
This guy, dude, from Ohio, right?
Yeah, he offended Snakebite.
A guy named Snakebite.
Right, like, you shouldn't be able to offend a guy named Snakebite.
A team comes in from Ohio. They've been on buses and cars to get there to this game.
Yeah.
I was umpiring. It was American Legion Baseball.
All right.
So they've been on the bus for like 4 or 5 hours. They get right off the bus, and they need to play because the game before had just ended.
Okay.
This is a tournament. You need to move, right? The catcher gets in there, man. This is the first inning. I step behind the plate. He's behind the plate with me. On the so the guy swings the first one. The second pitch, he farts. The guy kind of laughs and swings. Third pitch, like right in the middle of that ball coming through, man. And I'm backing up. And the batter was just so like miffed. Because you know, the guy farted twice when the ball's on its way to the plate.
That seems like it should be illegal.
Strategic. You know, I like it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.